where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. This is Blackburn Radio News, Sarnia.
There have now been 3 COVID-19-related deaths in Sarnia Lambton. The Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Sudeet Runaday, provided that update this morning to Blackburn News. He says there are now 28 confirmed cases in Sarnia Lambton, including 15 people in hospital, and several more test results are pending. Residents are reminded to practice social distancing and to stay home as much as possible. Ontario experienced its biggest one-day spike in COVID-19 cases over the weekend. Officials yesterday announced there were 211 new cases of the deadly virus, bringing the provincial total to 1,335. Lambton College has donated 30 beds to Bluewater Health to help during the pandemic. The school also gave medical carts, tables, and personal protective equipment, including gloves and masks, to the Sarnia site. While students are still home from school, the Catholic School Board is encouraging parents and students to use the board's new Parent Learning Hub, which will provide a variety of learning resources for families. The hub goes live on the board's website today. A link is posted at blackburnnewsarnia.com. Over 1 million Canadians have now applied for employment insurance due to the pandemic, and there have been concerns about the EI system being overwhelmed by claims. The federal government announced a $52 billion aid package last week. Meanwhile, Ottawa is expected to explain just how its proposed wage subsidy program will work today. The subsidy calls for covering 75% of workers' wages. And some roads in St. Clair Township are closed due to flooding, including Waterworks Road north of Courtright Line and Stanley Line between Kimball Road and Wabanoo Road. The St. Clair Region Conservation Authority issued a flood warning after 20 to 50 millimeters of rain fell in the region over the weekend. Cloudy today with the chance of showers. Winds out of the west, a high of 8 or 46. For tonight, cloudy. Could see some showers this evening. Fog patches developing as well, a low of 2 or 36. And fog patches dissipating tomorrow morning, then mainly cloudy with the slight chance of afternoon showers, a high of 9 or 48.
Find us on the World Wide Web at blackburnnews.com/Sarnia.